Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The most profitable thing in the world. Train yourself to be godly. For godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. 1 Timothy 4:7-8. Godliness is often associated with individuals past the age of 65. But it may surprise you to learn that Paul talks more about godliness in his letters to two young disciples, Timothy and Titus, than in any of his other correspondence. Johann Peter Lange comments on the practical importance of making godliness your goal. Walk with Johann Peter Lange, a German theologian and educator in the 1800s. That godliness is profitable for all things, and thus the most profitable thing in the world cannot be too strongly enforced against an abstract idealism on one side and an irreligious materialism on the other. There are many who know that godliness is good for a peaceful death, but do not hold it necessary for a happy life. Many others think faith is very beautiful for the poor, the weak, the suffering, and the dying, but not for real, able, practical people. It must always be remembered that the gospel is a power which grasps the whole person. The true Christian is not only the happiest person, but the bravest citizen, the best patriot, the greatest leader. In a word, the Christian is, in all relations, a co-worker with God and an honor to Christ. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 10.
1 Timothy 4. The Spirit clearly says that in latter times, some will abandon the faith and follow deceiving spirits and things taught by demons. Such teachings come through hypocritical liars, whose consciences have been seared as with a hot iron. They forbid people to marry and order them to abstain from certain foods which God created to be received with thanksgiving by those who believe and who know the truth. For everything God created is good, and nothing is to be rejected if it is received with thanksgiving, because it is consecrated by the word of God and prayer. If you point these things out to the brothers and sisters, you will be a good minister of Christ Jesus, nourished on the truths of the faith and of the good teaching that you have followed. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. This is a trustworthy saying that deserves full acceptance. That is why we labor and strive, because we have put our hope in the living God, who is the Savior of all people and especially of those who believe.
Godliness is great gain. 1 Timothy 6:6. It is also a great challenge to find a balance between two equally ungodly extremes. On the one hand is abstract idealism, as characterized by Simeon Stylites, a 5th century ascetic who lived atop a pillar most of his life in an attempt to become saintly. On the other is irreligious materialism leading to a preoccupation with wealth. Genuine godliness makes real, able, practical Christians men and women who respond to God and government, family, and society as He intended, regardless of their age.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.